Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
We are truly living and experiencing what the Word of God told us was going to happen. We are in a spiritual warfare. Even in today's time, we are witnessing what the Word of God told us was going to happen. So right now, you're now once again tuned into, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan, Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so excited to have my special guest on tonight. She has another obligation very shortly, so we're going to eliminate some things that we normally do on this platform because we're going to try to get her on and off so she can be available for what she has to do next following this interview on this worldwide platform on tonight. My guest on tonight is none other than Reverend, she said not. I don't know about. She can correct me if she want. Reverend, author, Reverend Rita Henderson is my special guest on tonight. We're going to be discussing her book is titled 30 Days to Increased Faith. Again, her book is titled 30 Days to Increased Faith. That's what we're going to be discussing very shortly. But we're going to go into prayer as we always do. I'm asking our listeners, because you might still want to get your Bibles or pens and paper ready, because I'm sure she may give you some scriptures pertaining to what we're going to discuss out of her book. That may have some scriptures that you might want to jot down and review at your leisure. But we get ready to go into prayer. I'm asking our listeners, please lift up all those that you know of this in the need of prayer due to sickness or illness, those that are bereaved, whether you know them or not, we're going to go to God's throne of grace together in prayer once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise, and there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you now, Lord, for who you are. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, again. We can't praise you enough. We ask, Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, none of myself. Yes. My entire family, my guest on tonight, Rita Henderson, and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land, for your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we ask in the name of Jesus that you forgive us, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Continue to move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know you're everywhere at the same time. So we know that you are able to do anything but fail. So we move and lift up our sisters and brothers in Christ all over the land and to you in your hands that your will be done in each situation that you get the glory. Now, Lord, we pray that your will will go forth with power on tonight through this worldwide ministry. Even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, we pray that something will be said through the woman of God on tonight through this author, even in her book. There will be a blessing that will inspire even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, that they can still be used by you, that your book for them, even though they may be incarcerated, is not, you know, they still have to give an account for what they do, and that they will labor for you still on earth. Hopefully it will not be in vain. So we ask that you will move by the Spirit even behind prison bars. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we have a spiritual food report. As always, tonight's spiritual food report comes to us saying, And it's a reminder to every Christian, because sometimes I think we all forget. So we need to be reminded. Spiritual food for thought for tonight. Never forget, it's only what you do for Christ will last. And that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it's personal. Only what you do, not your mother, not your pastor, only what you do, if you're saved in Jesus' name and you've been baptized in Jesus' name and you believe that Jesus Christ is God's son and he rose for you and he died and paid your sin debt on the cross and you've accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior, it's only what you do. This is what the Word of God says. I didn't say this. God's Word says this. It's only what you do for Christ will last. So we can just go. I'm not going to do a music break on tonight. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So we're not going to do a music break song on tonight. We're going to go directly to my special guest on tonight. And I thank you so much, Reverend Rita M. Henderson, the author of 30 Days to Increase Faith. I'm going to ask you, before we get into your book, because I know you're on a time schedule tonight, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, would you please share with me and the listeners a short testimony, please, first?
No, I don't mind at all. Thank you. Thank you so much, man of God. I am so glad to be here. I hope that you can hear me okay. And, I was tickled because I know you were kind of hesitant with the introduction because of one of our last conversations or the conversation we had in Atlanta, one of the things that I was considering doing, I was frustrated at the time, and I was like, I'm not going to go by any titles anymore, right? You just said what we do for
right.
Christ will last. And I was like, y'all, I'm
right.
going away with all the titles because I didn't give myself any of these titles, but they were placed upon me. I was licensed and ordained, and I was called things that I didn't even know in the beginning what they all meant. And so it was as if, you know, I got these titles and I were given these titles and called into ministry, into the fivefold ministry, but it seemed like it started negating me from the human experience, right? And so I was tickled when you said, well, I don't know what I'm going to call it. Sister Reverend Rita, I don't know, but people call me Reverend Rita, and that's just what it is, right? But we know it doesn't matter about titles and what you call me, because what you said and what the word says is what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do for Christ will last.
Amen.
You call me
that's
what you want to call me, right? Well, you call me what you want to call me. And testimony. When you said testimony, I'm like, which testimony am I going to tell, right? Because there's so many. God has been so good to me. So very good to me. So I'm like, okay, so what you want me to tell? Which one? But in 2007, I have so many. I have so many. But in 2007, the one that resonates with me and stays with me, I think the most, mostly because when testimony service is taking place, you know, the saints will stand up and they say, I want to thank God for the activity of my limbs. And I think to myself, do they really know what that means? Do you really know? Because you don't really
right.
know until you no longer have the activity of your limbs, right? And so when I said, you know, it means something totally different to me, because in 2007, my body went into paralysis from the neck down. And they said I would never walk again. I went to specialists all over the state of Michigan. I even went to the Detroit Lions specialist where our football team goes. And shout out to Dr. Gohagan. And he was finally able to diagnose me and I had to have an emergency surgery, kind of long story short. After about 3 months of trying to find out what was going on with me, they finally was able to identify it. And I had emergency surgery, the first one, in May 24th of 2007, six surgeries later, right? They cut my throat open three times. I've had six major surgeries. I've spent weeks, 30 days in a nursing home and all of the things. But I'm so glad that only what God says matters. The doctors were saying that I would never walk again, but I'm going to tell you, Brother James, I never believed it. I never received it. You know, I just couldn't fathom that. And God has been faithful, and they said I will be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, and I'm not. And God has been good, and he healed my body. And so, yeah, I have the activity of my limbs despite being paralyzed from the neck down.
Wow, that is a powerful testimony. Listen, I'm sure you can say a lot more, but we're on a short time frame. But I do want to thank you for sharing your testimony.
I can say plenty. I am so long-winded.
Oh, not only you, but me too. I could too. I got a whole lot of testimonies, and I'm sure some of the listeners as well. But I want to say thank you for sharing that testimony, because God said He would share His glory with no one, and that's what He give us testimonies for. That we would point. They would be pointed. Everything would be pointed back to God, that He did it. And that's why you're still here, and that's why He's going to get the glory out of your testimony, so the others can know that the same God, He has no respect for a person, He's the same God, He's able to do the same thing for any one of us that may be in that situation now today that you went through. He can do the same thing for them. So we thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. And so I'm so excited about your book. We want to go ahead and get directly into this book, because I know you're on a short time frame on tonight. So I'm trying to get to a few questions. Then I'm going to give you an opportunity and chance to let the listeners know how you can be reached after this, and then also how they can purchase your book. But we want to first start off with, again, your book is titled 30 Days to Increase Faith. And that's why I called you Reverend Rita M. Henderson, because I'm looking at the book, and that's what's on your book. So that's why I introduced it the way I did today. But I know down in Atlanta you had said just I can just call you Rita, I understand. But I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and
that's fine.
Okay, now listen, my first question to you on tonight is, how did this book come to be?
You know what? That's a good question. It came to be because the people wanted it. I did. I believe in asking, and my biz bestie, she comes to me all the time and say, what you think? I said, ask the people. Ask the people what they want, because they can tell you. And so I had already wrote my first book. My first book was called From Small Coins to Big Bucks. I had already wrote my first book. And so I was getting ready to write my second book. I wrote my first book pretty much. It was pretty much a testament of coming out of a just over broke. God called me off my good government job July 18, 2011. And He gave me 5 strategies to come out of just over broke situation. So that's what my first book was about. It was like a testimony of these strategies that God had downloaded to me that I wanted to share. I wrote it for actually the Wayne County and City of Detroit residents. This book came about, so it was easy to write because, you know, I had come out of that just over broke situation. And so I wanted to help the people at that time to come out of debt. This book, I went to my audience. I have a Facebook group. It's about almost 1,500 aspiring Christian authors, aspiring and emerging Christian authors inside the Facebook group. And so I went in there and I asked them, what do you guys want me to do? Do you want me to do a 21, 30-day? And they told me, they was like, we want a 30-day devotion and we want it on faith, right? And I was thinking, you know, on Thanksgiving or gratitude, or I forget what the other choice was, you know, what it was I was contemplating doing. And so my people told me they wanted it on faith. And that's how it came about. And it's actually 30 days to increase faith. Yeah, 30 days to increase faith, increase your faith, attract God's attention, and achieve your dreams. And it's the foundation scripture is Hebrews 11:6, right? Because faith. And it was just so on time, you know, and so on point, because faith is the foundation of what it is that, you know, we believe. It's because without faith, the word says it's impossible to please Him, but he that comes to God must believe that He is. Come on, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so I started there because this faith truly works. And that's day one of the 30-day devotion.
That's right. Amen. All right, then. Listen, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Now, listen, I'm looking at your book. We're not going to discuss all the titles and chapters, because we do want people to purchase this book and be blessed by it and read it for themselves. But listen, I'm going to go to you talked about It Could Have Been You, and you came out of Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Could you expound on that just a little bit?
Well, what I'm going to say about the chapters, I'm going to tell you, really, we put this book together, created this book, and after it was done, it's like God showed me like, the Holy Spirit just led. It just led me, my team, as we were putting this book together. And when I sat back after it was all done and I went through each of the devotions and how God had given them to me, right, I was like, they just went in order. I didn't put them in any specific order. They were downloaded into it just like this. And it was just like, it just flowed. And it's so funny because when I was thinking about this interview earlier, it could have been you, one of my neighbors, and I've often given this book away. So if anybody wants the book, like, you can inbox me, email me. I'm sorry, not inbox me. Email me at ReverendRita@fivefoldpublishing.com. If you're incarcerated behind bars, and I will mail you a copy of the book, right? I will give it. I've given away hundreds of copies, hundreds of copies of this book. But I've given it to my neighbor. She was going through with her husband at the time, and I gave her my book. I don't know why. I've been living across the street from her for about 10 years, and I guess it was just God's timing, right? And I gave her the book, and she had talked to me some about her relationship and how frustrated she was in it. And I gave her the book, and the next day she called me crying. The next morning she said, I'm in day four. I'm reading day four, the devotion for day four, because you read a devotion a day. Right? That's the coolest thing about it. It just takes about 5 minutes to go over the day's devotion. And she got to day four, and she called me on the phone, and she said, you know what? It's not him, it's me. And I was like, what? And she was just weeping, Brother James. And she had blamed her husband for a lot of stuff and was just, you know, wanted it to be over and had blamed him for a lot of things. And she called me that morning.
By her reading that book, the Lord showed her that it was her.
Yeah. Said, it's not him,
wow.
It's me. And so that's the thing.
That's deep right there.
And I was thinking about that even before you asked me right now, because I was thinking about sharing that with you earlier. So when you called it out, I don't know if you heard me, I just giggled because I knew. But that day four is based on the scripture, Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And
absolutely.
So, you know, whatever she got out of that, and whatever revelation or rhema word came from her from reading day four,
that's powerful.
It wasn't him.
I love it. Listen, I'm going to skip from day number four. I'm going back to day number 13 because I know you know your book since you wrote it. So that's why I'm skipping around so we get the listeners just a little nugget out of this book so they can purchase this book and be blessed by this book for themselves. Day 13, authority of the believer. Could you go into that? The authority, because I agree with that. Every believer in Christ, we just like Christ had authority and still have authority, we have authority too because we are in Christ Jesus. So could you discuss that a little bit?
I'm trying to remember because I think that's the authority of the believer. That was day 13. It's based on the foundation scripture for that devotion. I think it's Job, in the book of Job, chapter 22. Even the authority believer, that scripture, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pray thy vows, thou shalt also decree a thing. And it talks about decreeing and declaring and how much authority that we have. And because we know, according to Numbers, I believe it is, the book of Numbers, that whatever we speak into the ears of God, that thing he will do. And I think that's what I wrote that devotion, day 13, the authority of the believer. And each of the devotions, it has a short read, about 2 minutes, and then it has a what to do section, right? And then it has prayer points. It has prayer points. So it ends in prayer. So each devotion, after you read it, you meditate on it, it tells you, you know, it gives you, you know, ideas, suggestions on what you should do, and then you close with prayer. And I have it here. And the prayer points for that particular devotion was, Father God, thank you for giving me prophetic utterance. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that every counsel of the enemy concerning me and my household is hereby annulled every desire of my heart should be granted. I mean, it's what you speak. You have the authority as the believer to speak things into existence, right? Every evil plan concerning our country shall be scattered and destroyed, you know. But more importantly, what I really want, this book has been instrumental in saving, bringing young black men into the salvation. That's what I really want people to take away from 30 Days to Increase Faith, is that it's led 27-year-old black men. I'm thinking of, I don't know how old he was when him and his mother gave themselves to Christ. After I wrote this book, there was a young black man that came to me. He was very skeptical, right? Got my book. I didn't even know he had wrote, and he wrote the review on Amazon, and I was just in such awe because he didn't even tell me. But he came back later and told me, and I seen the review. I was like, wow. But he was such a skeptic at first, and he's now a believer in Jesus Christ and left an amazing Amazon review. But more importantly,
I said amen.
Amen. But what I want really people to take away is this book, it's been instrumental in bringing young black men to Christ. It's been an instrumental in helping, you know, wives stay with their husbands. It's been instrumental in increasing the faith of the believer, you know. But what I do, James, is I'm a speaker. I'm a self-publishing book coach. I'm the CEO of 5-Fold Christian Publishing, LLC. And what I do is I teach Christian ministers and leaders by giving them the self-publishing strategies, guidance, and resources that they need so that they can turn their stories into influential income-producing books that will impact the world, because your story can and will change lives. And that's what I want people to take away. My book, not my book, what book is in you? What book is in you? Because your book, that's the book. That's the book that you need to write. That's the book that you need to be reading, is the book that God has placed on the inside of you, because your book, your listener's book, those books, right, those books are some woman, some man, some girl, some boy, survival guide. Debbie LaShawn says, your book is some other woman's healing. And, or maybe that's me to say that. She said, your book is some other woman's survival guide. I like to say it like this. Inside your book lies someone's healing and deliverance.
Oh, yes. No doubt about it. And someone's being set free through these books. Listen, because, and I'm paraphrasing all what you just said, because it's very true. Some people have books that are like they're pregnant. Like a woman being pregnant. This goes for men too. You may not be pregnant, men, but you have a book inside of you, and He wants to birth that book out of you so it can be a blessing to the world, that God get the glory through you, through your book, that others can be inspired, and that others can get even come into the full knowledge of who God is through your book, and that God will get the glory. So if you have a book in you, and you've been wondering, or you've been skeptical, or you're scared, or you don't know what to do, you need to get with this awesome woman of God that is my special guest on tonight, Rita Henderson. And just like her book is titled, "This 30 Days of to Increase Faith," that's why this book, this show, is titled, and it's personal, "Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?" And it makes you think about it. As a Christian, sometimes we can still be liabilities to the kingdom of God. We can be a liability, but God's word wants us to always be assets to the kingdom of God. We want us to be Christ-like everywhere we go. Mm. So before we release you, Sister Henderson, on tonight, I'm going to go through one more chapter, and then we're going to ask you once again to give your information on how you can be reached and how your book can be purchased. And I think, and again, I am so grateful that God opened this worldwide platform, that this ministry is being heard. Since you're talking about prisons, this ministry is now being heard in prisons all over the United States. And I give God glory for that. So,
And I would love to send some of the books into the prisons. If they just, you know, inbox me, email me, or write me, I will send them the book.
You and I will talk later about that. I get the information as to how to do that.
Okay.
But before we do that, my last question to you tonight, Sister Rita, is day number 22. I love this. And it reminds me of the story. We're doing a great work for the Lord, and we can't come down off the wall. It's titled, It is not time to wash your nets. And I love this scripture, Luke chapter 5, verse 2. Could you elaborate on that, please?
It's been so long since I wrote this book. But, yeah, that scripture talks about, and I'm paraphrasing it, y'all. I didn't know you were going to ask me all this, but it's when the disciples, when they got tired of fish and they couldn't catch no fish, and I think they were getting ready to it's not time to give up. It's not time to throw in the towel. Go back, dig deeper, do it again. Right? That's basically what that means. It's not time to wash your nets. They were washing the nets, getting ready to put them up because they hadn't caught any fish all day. And I believe after that, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Right. And then I believe and later on in that same book, that's Luke 5, verse 2, I think later down, where's my Bible? It's in there in my bedroom. He tells them to go back and cast it out into the deep, and I'm paraphrasing that, right?
That's right,
so
that's right.
That's what it is, storyline. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wants you to throw it out there again. It's not time to give up. It's not time to throw in the towel. Stop relying on your own efforts. You have to really, especially when you in the ministry and leadership and anything that you do in Christ, right? You have to absolutely trust the Lord. You have to absolutely trust him. And they went back and they threw and then, you know, they went out into the deep and I vaguely remember it. You know, I'm just recalling it because I haven't.
Yeah, they had more fish than they can haul in.
And they had more than they can haul in. Yeah, currently I've been studying. I'm in the book of Judges.
But listen, I want to say to you, regarding that chapter, and also that leads me to the scripture that says, "Be not weary in well doing, and don't throw in the towel, because the enemy, that's what he wants you to do, is give up and throw in the towel, and that God won't be completely glorified through you because you threw in the towel and you was not that ambassador. You did not go to that person that God was trying to lead to you to go to through the Holy Spirit to speak a word into their lives. That word could have turned their lives around, or they could have confessed their lives and gave their life to Jesus Christ, but you failed to do that because you gave up and you didn't keep the faith. You gave up and you let the enemy bamboozle you, and you just gave up. And that's exactly what he wanted to do, because he said he's still doing the same thing today. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And he know if God have a plan for your life, and if you don't know God's word, and you're not in God's word, and you're not meditating on God's word, and you're not being led by the Spirit, that you're not going to fulfill your God purpose. So I thank God for this book, 30 Days to Increase Faith, by author Rita M. Henderson. I want to say thank you, because I know you have another obligation. That's why I'm trying to get you off so you can take care of that other obligation for tonight. I want to say thank you so much, Sister Henderson, for coming on and sharing little pieces about your book, 30 Days to Increase Faith, on this worldwide platform on tonight. Once again, could you please let the listeners know if anyone want to get in contact with you or if they want to purchase your book, how would they be able to do so, please, one more time?
Sure. I'm on Facebook. I am Rita M. Henderson on Facebook. If you want to reach out to me on Facebook, I have an amazing, for those of you that do desire to write and self-publish your books, I have an amazing Facebook group, like I said, with about 1,500 aspiring and emerging Christian authors inside. It's www.aspiringchristianauthors.com, because really I want to talk more about your book and what's inside of you and help you to birth that book that God has placed on the inside of you. We lost almost, I heard it was almost 2 million people, but I remember we had close to 1 million. We've lost close to 1 million, 1 million people during the pandemic, right? How many people died with books inside of them? I think it was Dr. Miles Monroe. Exactly. How many books are in the graveyard, right? How many books are in the graveyard? How much purpose is in the graveyard? Like, don't die with your book unwritten, right? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do the people of God the disservice, right? Because there's some woman, there's some man waiting for you to tell your story, because inside your story lies someone else's victory. I promise you it does. right? I promise you, the story, I mean, the trauma, I help Christians, Brother James, to identify the transformational message of their trauma. Now, if you never had any trauma, then I'm not talking to you. My mama, I ain't never had no trauma. I said, well, mama, maybe not you. But there are people, I work with people that have had childhood trauma, domestic violence trauma, adolescence trauma, sexual trauma, right? All types of trauma. But I'm able to help them to identify the message of that trauma and then begin to share with the world, right?
Amen. That's it. That's what it's all about. And thank God for you.
Yes, Amazon, my group, www.aspiringchristianauthors.com. You can email me, Reverend Rita at 50publishing.com. It's the number 50publishing.com. And one other place, and my book, if you want to purchase it, it's at bit.ly/ Most Holy Faith. Most Holy Faith, right?
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Most Holy
Faith. It's on Amazon. Yeah,
it's on Amazon too. Okay. Excellent. So listeners know that for my show, they know that they can always go to my website because all of my shows are kept in the archives. So if anybody missed anything from you on tonight, they can go back and pull you up and listen to the whole thing from the beginning to the end. And you can share this with any of your friends or Sister Rita on tonight or anybody you might want to share it with that didn't get a chance to dial in and listen. They can go to my website and pull it up and listen to it as well. So thank you so much for being my special guest on tonight. You need to attend to very shortly, so I'm going to release you and let you go. I will open up the phone lines to some of the listeners. You're quite welcome, and you keep up the great work because you're doing a great work, and I thank God that I met you down in Atlanta, Georgia.
I was just saying thank you so much, and I would definitely love to do it again. I do have another meeting that came up earlier today that I'm going to take, but I would love to do it again. Just whenever you need me, call on me, and definitely if we can get some books inside of the prison, that would be so cool.
I would definitely be giving you a call shortly. Not tonight, but I'm going to give you a call back so we can discuss that.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I got a meeting that's going to 8:45.
Again, right. The next time you come on, I'll open up the phone lines the next time you come on.
Oh, that would be nice. Okay. All right.
We'll make that happen for the next time.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care. Take care now.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You do the same. Thank you. Well, that was my guest, Sister Rita Henderson. Once again, her book is titled, one of her books, she have many. And then, like she said, she helped a lot of women, men, get their books published. And so she gave you that website that she's involved with, like, over 1,500 authors. So now you know that that she can be a blessing to you. So I'm going to leave that right there. So you, between you and God, how you want to work that out. But her book is titled, once again, 30 Days to Increase Faith by Rita M. Henderson. Well, on tonight, we had a short program on tonight. I'm not going to go any further for tonight. This is going to be it for tonight. But I do want to thank you all for dialing in. And I hope you was blessed and inspired by my guest, the author, on tonight. Again, I'm going to reset her up again for another date that she can come back and we can discuss this book a little bit further. And then we will have a chance to open up the phone lines to you that dials in that you may have a question for her because she is a powerful woman of God that I met in Atlanta, Georgia when her and Rob Mitchell and myself went down to support another author, Kimberly Mallory. You don't know. She was on my show not long ago, too. There's no sound in my screen about author Kimberly Mallory. Some of you that's on the line now, you may have remembered her interviewing on this platform about her book, There's No Sound in My Screen. So we were down in Atlanta, Georgia, her and Rita Henderson, Rob Mitchell and others, Sister Holly, Apostle Holly, she was down there with us too. She's been on this program. We were down to support Kim Mallory when she won 2 awards down in Atlanta, Georgia. So I thank God for her on tonight, and I pray that she was a blessing to you all. And I thank you all for dialing in on tonight. Again, we're going to cut it short. So I'm definitely keeping you all in my prayers. Once again, the spiritual proof for tonight for someone that dialed in and did not hear it, It's a reminder to every Christian. We always need to remember this. Never forget, it's only what you do for Christ will last. And that's a fact. Only what you do for, not for your pastor, not for your church. It's good to work for, you know, do what you were called to do and asked to do in the body of Christ. But it all boils down to, never forget, it's only what you do. It's personal. What you do for Christ will last. So until this coming Saturday, I want you all to continue to be blessed. This coming Saturday, I think I have another offer. I'm going to make sure real quick before I release you all, because we're cutting it kind of short tonight. I'm looking at my calendar. Yes. Author Terry Anderson is another author that's going to be on this coming Saturday, another powerful woman of God that I met down in Atlanta, Georgia, and down in March. So God connected me with a lot of powerful people when I was in Atlanta. So I promised him that I was going to have them as guests on this mobile platform. Can they give me a blessing to you, the listeners, and as well as to the body of Christ? So until this coming Saturday, when my next guest will be author Terry Anderson, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until then, good night.